warned me not to travel anywhere near Venus, but much to my regret, I did not listen to him. Now it seems that I've been captured by the most infamous rock in the solar system. Of course I recognize you. You're a quote-unquote revolutionary from the so-called independent states of Venus, but in truth, you're just a common pirate who is part of a civil war within Her Majesty's colonies on Venus. Your brilliant nature is well known back on Earth, and particularly in London. Well, I suppose you and your men will be taking my jewelry then, and my gold. And of course my virginity. Sir? Excuse me, why are you taking all of that? It's just food. I know there's quite a bit of it, as this was to be a long, long trip, and this ship could hold dozens of people instead of just myself. But even if it's all quite good, it's not worth all that much. Not like this necklace I have or these rings. There's a quite a bit more back in my bedroom, if you care to take me there. We're going that way anyway, for when you take me brutally and all of that. You aren't even listening to me, are you? Now stop that. That's just medicine. You're being silly by taking that. It's nothing you couldn't get in a hospital back in London. My jewelry is far more valuable and takes more less space. And even when you take my virginity, that will take up no space on your ship whatsoever. Yes, my virginity. Finally, now you're listening to me. That's why you captured my ship, of course. You traveled the merchant routes between Mars, Venus, and Earth, and robbed ships of their wealth, and young, foolish girls, such as myself, of their innocence. Don't argue with me. You do too. Look, here I have several books other girls have written about the experience, and well, as numerous newspaper articles I keep in this scrapbook. Many of these books got into quite lurid, indeed almost pornographic detail about what you did to those poor girls, and what you will doubtlessly soon be doing to me. Lies? You're saying this is all lies? Well, this book, for example, this was written by Lady Percy, who is a personal friend of mine and most assuredly not a liar. Well, not entirely a liar. She may be prone to exaggeration and certain amount of embellishment, but she will lie about this, despite all of the fame and attention it brought her back in England. The only liar here, sir, and I use that term lightly, is you. You're a liar, and a scoundrel, and a thief of purity from a naive but rich young woman who traveled through your known hunting grounds, often for days at a time. Way up personally been crisscrossing this area for a good 2 weeks, much to my great misfortune. Now I find myself boarded at the lion's share of my food and medicine absconded with. Presumably my jewelry will follow soon, followed by anything else of value. Then obviously there is the looming ravishment of my jewel jump party, which isn't quite as looming as I expected. Not that I am in any way disappointed. Wait, where are you and your men going? You haven't touched my jewelry, not my body either. Especially my body. not as attractive as the other girls you've ravished? I can't be the only girl you've captured and then released who hasn't brutally ravaged sexually in the process. What do you mean? Of course you ravaged them. Lady Percy, of course, and Ladies Digby and Spencer, or Ladies Chauncey or Hugh, or Astor, all victims of yours, and acquaintances of mine, and toast of the town back in England for their suffering at your hands. Of course you met Lady Hugh, she even bore your child. The poor, poor girl. Thankfully, her new husband, the Duke, raises the son as his own. I will be most fortunate if your raw attention do not put me in a similar predicament when you leave. Don't roll your eyes at me. And don't turn your back to leave either. You are making this world ravishing much more difficult than it has to be. I quite expected to be on the second round by now, or perhaps left to the mercies of your men. I don't know why you insist on lying to me, when there are at least a dozen young women who have all attest to your ravenous carnal abilities. Wait, if you leave now, you'll never find out about the freighter full of medical supplies passing not more than 10 million leagues away from here in 3 days' time. That got your attention. You see, my father owns the shipping company. That's how he was able to afford to buy me this other ship for my 18th birthday, barely a fortnight past. Part of the reason for my being on this trip was to give the route information to his office on Mars. Although, tragically, I become lost and end up in your clutch. But I seem to remember mention of a freighter carrying medical supplies and also some food for the loyalists of Venus. Quite a lot of it too, since you've shown such a bizarre interest in boring things like that. I thought it might interest you to know. Keep the information itself locked in a safe place. If you take me back to my room, that could be the first step in getting it. Presumably, after the ravishing, of course. Finally, you are dragging me back to my room. Well, not so much dragging as escorting me, because I am too traumatized to offer any real resistance, obviously. Are you sure you don't want to bring another man or two with, for when you tire of me? Very well then, you are the pirate captain after all. And this is my room. I dare say it costs a small fortune to decorate, but then this entire ship required a life fortune to purchase. That barely made a dent in my father's holdings, though. I think his lavish spending on me is his way of compensation for never being home, and all the mistresses he has. So, shall I get onto the bed myself, or do you want to throw me? The safe is behind the portrait of the Queen, of course. The combination is her coronation date. I hope a so-called revolutionary such as yourself can remember that. Don't mind me while you fight it with a thing. I'll just amuse myself back here on the bed. Oh yes, the safe just contains jewelry, my diary, and things such as that. I keep all that shipping route information in my pretty little head. I have the tables and charts all memorized. Perhaps if you'd actually look at me while I'm talking to you, I could give you the information. Sorry, was I not supposed to get naked? It wasn't easy doing it by myself and so quickly. I thought it would save time and prevent you from tearing my dress. It was quite expensive. It has fabric from every part of the empire. But if you want, I could put it back on and you could rip it off then. Or at least just the part you needed to for my definement. You are going to define me, are you? It's not so much that you are sending me mixed signals, as you are sending me very clear ones. And they all point to my exciting this encounter as a virgin. But then, how do you presume to get that root information out of me? I love my father far too much to give that information out. Okay, love my be too strong of a word, but I am definitely fond of him. At times, mostly when he buys me things. But that's still enough to prevent me from parting with the root information so easily. It will require the wearing down of my body and mind by at least one or two goes at ravishing my poor little body, or possibly more. Do you think I'm making up the part about the freighter? The ship is the Celeste, launched from Australia. It left Earth 12 days ago with Captain Stewart in command. She's taking a course that could pass it just outside of a normal realm, but it's still not too far away, if you know where to look. Sorry, that's all you'll get out of me with all your pre-ravishment torture. Perhaps I made all of that up, but can you be sure? Can you take the chance? Your only option really is to have your way with me, force me to talk, and then verify whether that freighter is where I say it will be. Then you'll just have to board her and unload her cargo of tons and tons of medical supplies. Are you dare to suggest such a thing? No, I most certainly don't want to make love. Proper young upper class ladies don't make love out of the wedlock. Oh, the scandal that could cause. Of course, being ravished by such a notorious frog as yourself is entirely outside of my ability to control. No shame will fall upon me any more than it did my contemporaries, even if you said you never took them. Instead, I will gain the sympathy of everyone, from the beggars on the street up to the queen herself, and I could regale others for hours with properly sanitized accounts of our unsanitary coping. Now, not to put any pressure on you, but it's entirely possible that the Celeste could be moving out of your reign if you wait too long. All that medicine and the bandage and everything else going to the loyalists instead of your side. I can assure you, I am hardly asking for anything, let alone what you are going to do to me. It's with great dread that I watch you disrobe, but I will not show any weakness by looking away from you as you do so, not while you remove that tunic exposing broad shoulders and a muscular chest, or when you remove your trousers revealing... Oh my. No, I'm not changing my mind. My soul is a fortress and you will only crack it by wearing down my body, which admittedly may not take as long as I expected with that thing, but it will take more than the sight of your steel-sulling manhood to break me. Nor will I quiver when you climb on top of my tender young body, even if I tremble so much as you do so. Likewise, even though I shoot slightly, I don't move as you move that thing, your cock, between my legs and my and against my precious flower, or as your kind so probably refers to it, my pussy. Even as you begin to brace yourself against me and pry open my petals with your cock, I don't give up my information, but I could definitely have to after you have your way with me. Yes, only after you have your brutish carnal way with my pretty little body, I am sure there is absolutely no other way it will happen. Yes, I know it's my last chance. Your cock threatens my virginity even as we speak, and my body gives in mortal fear and disgust, but nothing more. Definitely nothing that would be improper for a proper young lady as myself. So do your worst to my maiden flesh, you fool beast. You have torn my maidenhood from me with your great throwing cock. But even with you buried inside my aching flesh, I still will not falter. I shall merrily lie back and think of England. Even as you begin to mow within me, I am strong. Well, my body is soft and yellow, but my heart is resolute. Although it does beat faster and faster, so too does your cock me faster and faster, taking advantage of my body involuntary betrayal. It can't help but respond to my stimulus you're providing. And what a stimulus this is. But I won't break, at least not until an orgasm is forced upon me, just as your seed is. Then I will be marked as your property, and your conquest of my body and my mind will be complete, and I shall be forced to spill all of my secrets. And you, I can see from your face, feel from your body how much you are enjoying this, and to think that you almost let me go with a proper ravishing. You will have missed all of this. The feel of your cock sliding within my silken walls. Oh my goodness. I am almost at my breaking point. I cannot resist the organs that you are savagely and desperately forcing up of my unexperienced naive flesh. Your victory over me will be complete soon. Very, very soon. Yes, please. Nothing. I didn't say anything. Yeah. Well, that certainly did the trick. Here, if you could remove yourself from me for but a minute, I'll write down the flight path for the Celeste. And there we go. That will lead you right to her. Wait, don't go. You know very well that you were working hard this entire time to make me form some kind of desperate attachment to you, despite your evil nature. You can't leave me here alone. I'm too valuable. I know the route of every single ship in my father's fleet, plus that of Her Majesty's Royal Space Navy as well. I could give you all of that information over time, but only if you stay with me. Also, I will have no choice really but to have sex with you as often as you desire, so there is that. But instead of going to your little ship, let's stay here in my bigger one. Now you can have two ships, except this one is for more heavily armored and armored. I guess you can really tell from how it's designed. Father didn't want to send me out completely helpless. I suppose I could very well have blown up your ship as soon as I saw you. Had I not been overwhelmed with fear and all of that? Terribly irresponsible of me, I guess. But there's no use crying over spoiled milk. And now, this entire ship is yours to command. Just like me. Let's see, Lady Percy Doptis.